We left off before Purim in the middle of a sentence. Let's see. Nun Beis Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. A little more than five lines from the bottom. Eight lines from the bottom. Itmar. Echem min rachim shahoya noisim and noisim etoch habayis. The father died, and one of the older brothers is taking care of the estate for the younger children. And all that, and he has a whole bunch of documents that are written in his name, as if he's selling and he's buying and he's lending and he's borrowing. And he claims that in addition to taking care of the family assets, the family business, for all of the children, he also does business on his own. And he claims that these documents are his. So that's enough. So, and the children claim it's not so. They're makdish. They say it's not true. Everything the oldest brother did was on their behalf. So it's a contradiction between, it's a conflict between the older brother and the others. So whenever you have a Sofik Maman Hamoitza Machaber Olav Arayah, whoever is Muchsan wins, that we learned that from a Pasuk. Hamoitza Machaber Olav Arayah. So the question, who's called Muchsan? The documents are written in his name, so on the one hand he should be the Muchsan, but on the other hand we know that he's taking care of everything for the family. So that sounds like it's Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So Rab says, Olav Lahavi Raya, the burden of proof is on the older brother, because it's considered muchzak to all the children. No, the older brother is the muchzak. But then, Rav, his real name was Abba, and they called him Rav because he succeeded in getting smicha. Shmuel didn't get smicha, Rav did get smicha. So his real name was Abba. So he said, Rav would agree with me, once the older brother dies, the older brother, since all the documents were written in his name, really, he's really the muchzak. That's what the Rosh explains, that really Rav agrees with Shmuel, that the muchzak is the older brother. Because man, the older brother is alive, so it's a chumrah mid the Rabbanan, that Rav says, let him prove that the documents that are written in his name are really on his behalf, and it's not on behalf of the whole estate. But once the older brother dies, then you revert back to the Iker Adin. You don't throw in this Chumam Drabon, because the children, the Yorshim of the older brother, they don't know, they weren't involved in the whole thing, in the whole business affair after the grandfather died. They don't know what's going on. So then you revert back to the Iker Adin. That's what the Rosh explained. So really, Iker Adin and Rabbi Shmuel both agree that what? That is really Becheskas, that older brother. So then we left off in the middle of the sentence. It's on the top of Amud Beis, the third line from the top. Amar Rav Chizda is assuming that the din is like Rav, that there's a chumrah mid the Rabbanon, that the older brother, even on Mikra Din, the Raya, the older brother is the Muchzik. He has a star. That's the Raya. So he's the muchzak on everything. But there's a chumrah with the Rabbanon, all of the Havi Raya, so that's only Loshan Oela, Ben Chalukim, V'Isosam. Aba Chalukim, V'Isosam, Eima V'Isosam, Kimeitz. What does that mean? The only time there's a chumrah with the Rabbanon, Rav's din is only a chumrah rabbanon, but mikar din deraisa, really the older brother is the muchzak. The only time you have the chumrah mid rabbanon, that all of love iraya, that's if mamish they eat together, they do everything together. There's no chalukah at all. The father died, and all of the urshma eating everything, all breakfast, lunch, supper, eat everything together. So then with the Rabbanon, we treat it as if the older brother is not the Muchsa, because where is he going to have any assets from? The father died and never made a chalukah on anything. He eats all the meals with them. Aba chalukah be sasam, so then there isn't even a chumrah with the Rabbanon. Shine. Okay. And we pass on like Rav. That's what the Rashbam points out. Usually when there's a machlokes Rav Shmuel, Ruba de Ruba, we pa Hilchus at Karabi Suri Kishmuel Bedini. That's a Gemara in Pchairis. The Perik about Yesh Pachor, Perik about Pidyon Abed. So usually the din is like Rav in Issa Behet, and the din is like Shmuel Din Imam. Here it's an exception to the rule. The din is like Rav. So that holds. So Rav Chisda makes a comment. The whole Chumrah mid the Rabbanan of Rav only applies if ain Chaluka Misosam. It looks like the Mamish, everything is together. So then there's a Chumrah the Rabbanan to treat it as if he's not the Muhsin. Aber Chaluka Misosam, if they do something differently, he eats all of his meals differently, separately, not with all the other brothers. So then we leave it on the din deraisa. He's muhsa kinshana. Al achim lahavi rai. So then the Gemara says, raya b'mai. What kind of a raya do the achim have to bring? Rabba Omar Raya B'Edim. They have to bring Edim who say that all the stories that are written, Al Shem, the older brother, they were there when that Halva took place. The Edim were there when that Mechira took place. And it was Beferish that it was on behalf of all of their brothers. That's called Raya. You have to have Mamish Edim. And Rav Sheshes says, no, it's enough. Raya b'kiyum hashtar. What do you mean, raya b'kiyum hashtar? Raya on whose behalf? Here, let's see, what does the Rashbam say over here? Rashbam on the fourth line from the top says, Pasuk Rabbeinu Hanan Hilchos Kishmur. Then the Rashbam went off on a tangent about when it says, because the Gemara ended up before Kasha, not with the Tiyufta. So that was the question, whether the Kasha is same as Tiyufta or not. What was that Kasha again? The Gemara, Shmuel made a comment, Modeli Abba, on the first very wide line, on Nun Beis Amanah. Modeli Abba, Rav disagrees with me, only calls Mani all the brothers alive. But once he dies, and it's a dintor between his children, and their uncles, the brothers of the father, Shemei Sal Ha'achim Lahavi Raya, then the older brother is the Muhsa. So the Gemara said, why is the older brother the Muhsa? The Yoshim don't know anything about the case. The answer is Tainina. So the Gemara says, Tainina, the best and Tainas, Tainina, Yisarim, Tainina, Lilakuchas. So the Bezna advances a taina on behalf of the older brother, that the shtaros that are written are his name are his. But if the older brother would have been alive, and he would have tainted that they're his. So Rav says, Olav lahavi raya, even if the older brother is alive, and he tainted b'toras vadai, that the shtaros on his name were for him. So Rav still holds Olav lahavi raya. It's muhsuk to the, that's what the Gemara thought. The Gemara thought that it's a fundamental machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says it's not true that Meikar Adin, Rav really agrees with Shmuel, it's only a Chumrah with the Rabbanon. The Chumrah with the Rabbanon was never instituted once he dies. Chumrah Rabbanon is only when the older brother is alive. But initially, the Gemara was asking, it doesn't make sense. Maskula Rapop on the second white line. It doesn't make any sense. How can it say Taninan? You accomplish more by Taninan than if the father is alive and he advances the Taina on his own. The father's alive, it's a Taina's body. He knows what he's talking about. And he says, the shtoris are written on my name, it's mine. Nevertheless, the Gemara thought, Rav thinks that it's muhsuk to the other brothers. Gemara didn't realize that it's only a dimmer de rabban. So if the older brother is alive any time it's like that, he doesn't win the din Torah. Rav says, olav lahavi raya, the other brothers are the muhsukim. So if the older brother dies and all of a sudden Taininan is better than the Taininan is stronger than if the Badlin himself is alive, that's impossible. That doesn't make any sense. And the Gemara says, Amaisa Shahoya, that we have Mishnayas, we have Dinim in Shvuas, that's the top Taisa Sanami base. They go into the details. The Din is that if you have Dvarim Hasuyim Lahashal or Lahaskir, I have a lending library. So it has. It says my name, this sefer belongs to Shechta, and then it says, I allow whoever wants to use it, I have my shas, and it says, Rishus A lot of people write that in the Gemara. We give permission, whoever wants to use it can use it, provided that he put it back where you found it. Put it back on my makom in the Beis Medrash. So then someone's going to hold on to my Gemara that has my name, and he says he bought it for me. What kind of bought it for me? It has my name, and it says it's a lending library, and everybody in the Beis Medrash knows that. They always borrow. So this Dvar Masum La'ashul Haske, he can't tie in a lokuach. He can't tie in a lokuach. So the Gemara says, there was a Maisu Shehoya, someone was using Dvar Masum La'ashul Haske, claims that he bought it, so when the guy claims that he bought it, he doesn't win the dinter. That's a Mishnah Shavuot. Dvar Masum La'ashul Haske. You don't say, Chazok Tachs Masha Tachs Adam Harev Shaloi. It's part of a lending library. It says whoever wants can borrow it without rishus. Just make sure you put it back where you took it from. That's the only condition. So then the Maisa Shoy was a person had this item and then he died and then the Yarshim have the item. The children have this sefer. Father died and they have a bookcase full of svarim. Then they have one sefer set that belongs to Sheikh there. But anyone who wants can borrow it, and provided you put it back in the same mokum. So the Gemara says, and what are they paskin? Rava apik zuga de sarbala, the sarfa da sarfa da agarata. Rava took it away from the assignment below Rai, but the Varmasurim la ashalaska. It was a double yadua that this scissors. Rava always, there was a tag on it, where everyone in the base matters, everyone in the neighborhood knew that he's the only one who has such a fancy scissors that's good to cut trousers. And he used to lend it out to whoever needed it. So someone died, and the children found it among the assets of their father. They found this scissors that the rightful owner always used to lend it out. So Rabbi Gepaskin, that the Yisraelim have to return it to the rightful owner. No raya, the rightful owner didn't have to prove anything. That's the din. So what are you going to say? While the man is alive, if the man would be alive, the one who borrowed it, he's the one who's using it, he's going to claim that I bought the sifra dagadata, or I bought the zuga disarbala, I bought the scissors that you used to cut trousers. He's going to claim that he bought it. We don't believe him. That's the din. But now that he died, so Bezin should say taninon, and the Yisraelim should win, and they shouldn't have to give it back. It's not true. It doesn't make any sense. Maisa Shahaya, Rabba was Moitzi from the Yisraelim without any, there's no reef, any raya. Dvar Masum Lahashal Asker, if the guy is still alive and he tainis bevadai, I bought it, you don't believe him. So if he dies and the Bezin invents his taninan is going to be better than if the guy's alive. Not so. So that was the Gemara's Kasha, Maskel Tarav Papa. It doesn't make any sense over here. How can Shmuel say, Omer Shmuel, the Rav would agree with me if the oldest brother died. So the answer, the Rosh explained. Gemara says Kasha, but the Gemara didn't say Tiyufta. So we don't accept what the Rashbam says. Rashbam says that Kasha the same as Tiyufta. We don't assume like that. Rashbam says they say Tiyufta whenever you slug it up, whenever you show it's wrong from a Mishnah or a Braisa, whenever you show that it's wrong from a Memra of an Amora, then you say Kasha. Tiyufta is a stronger Loshan than Kasha. So that's what the Rashbam says. And he doesn't agree with Rabbi Chananel. Kash and Tiyuf do the same thing. Loishna Kasha the Koya Milsa Damaroi. Yeah. He says, Kabi Tiyuf. Tiyuf is either from a Mishnah or a Braisa. Then you say Tiyuf. But if you have a Pircha from a Memra of an Amara, then you say Kasha. But basically, it's demolished. They're both demolished. That's what the Rashbam says. And everybody knows we don't follow that opinion. We follow the Rabbeinu Chananel that there is a major difference between Kasha and Yufta. There are Tosfos in Makkos and Menachos, different places, but Tosfos says like the Rashbam. But the generally accepted opinion is not so. Kasha is not the same as the Yufta. So here, that's what the Rosh explained over here. Why is it not a Yufta? So the Rosh explained because Mikar Adin, Rav also agrees with Shmuel. That the brother in whose name the shtoris are written, he is the muhsik. It's only a chumir with the rabbanon, not to follow muhsik. But that chumir rabbanon is only calls man the older brother is alive. Once he dies, you don't throw him in the chumir rabbanon. It can't be that the taininan is stronger than if the person is alive and advances the taina. That's not mistaber at all. So that's the answer on the kasha. That's what the gemara didn't say to you, because it's not obgefrei. We do paskin like that, sure. So then what does the Gemara continue? Raya b'mai. Who is that going on? Raya b'mai. If all of her raya, if the brother, let's say the older brother is still alive, so he has to, so I mean the Rabbanan, there's a chumrah, he has to prove that it's his. But in the Torah, really, he wins, because he's the muchzah. He's the muchzah. Like Shmuel said, and Rav agrees with Shmuel Mikra Adinder. I said, Rav threw in a chumrah mid the Rabbanan. So what is the nature of the chumrah Rabbanan? How strong of a raya does he need? So Rabbi says, Rabbi Adam has to bring Adam who say, yeah, that this is assuming like Rav. I think the Rashbam said, this Gemara is assuming that the din is like Rav. Where is it? Rabbi Adam, Abala Shtar Lahavi Raya, the Meisosa Kimeitz Amiavima Yorra. He has to prove with Adam. And the other opinion was what? What does that mean? So the Rashbam has a strange pshat. Raya b'kiyum hashtar. Shikosvul abezn henpik al shtar zeh. Henpik is a kiyum. Whenever you have a shtar, so min ha-Torah, eidem achsum al hashtar, k'nase k'mishin nechkrei dusam abezn. And the one against whom the shtar testifies is not believed to say that it's mezuyev. That's Rish Lakish's klal. But the Rabbanon, if he tanis mezuyah, you have to have kiyum. So the Rabbanon, they said that a shtar sheni mekuyim is not a valid. I mean, a Torah shtar sheni mekuyim is good. The Rabbanon said a shtar sheni mekuyim is no good. But once Bezin is going to make a kiyum and they write, the shtar is written on a half a piece of paper. And on the bottom it says, "B'mois of flosa kachoda habena," we constituted a Bezin. And we were Mekabel Edim, who testified that they remember signing the shtar. Or they write, we ascertain that this is the authentic signatures of the people whose names appear on the shtar, and to the best of our knowledge, it is not a forgery. Okay? So that's called a Kiyum HaShtar. That's called a Henpik, a Kiyum HaShtar. So the Rashbam says, V'kivin dikimuhu bezdin. If Bezdin wrote a kiyum on the bottom of the page, or let's say there's not enough room on the bottom of the page, so they write on the back. The shtar that's on the other side of this piece of paper was investigated by the undersigned, the Bezdin of three investigated it. I mean, they came to the realization that it's an authentic shtar. Either the witnesses remember signing it, or other witnesses says we work in the bank and we always check all of the endorsements on the back of the check, and we know that that fella's those two witnesses who signed on the front, that's the way they signed their name. They have a unique handwriting. Everybody has a unique handwriting. So once you make a kiyum hashtar, so that's the second bandama. Who is the second one? Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, once you have a kiyum hashtar, so we assume bezn botku hashtar, v'chokru v'omdu alamitas hadova shukala kosa b'shtar emesu, once you make a kiyum hashtar, so then we assume that included in the kiyum hashtar is that it was written on his name and he's really the bal hashtar. The shtar was intended for him. It's not that he represents all the other brothers, the shtar was intended for him. I don't understand why you should say like that. The Bezin just authenticates that the signatures are valid. They don't have to check into everything. I don't understand. I would have said like Rabbi Raya b'Edim. I don't understand why it should be Raya b'Kiyum HaShtar. I don't know. There must be. You have to look in the Sheet of Mukbet. There must be some other pshat. That's what the Rashbam writes. Leaves a lot to be desired. I don't see how the Kiyum HaShtar accomplishes anything over here. Anyway, so there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel claims that Rav would agree with him. It's only Rav is only a chumim with the Rabbanon. Rav would agree if he dies. That they say Taninon, that Mikra Din Shmuel is really right. That the older brother is the muksa. It's only a chumim because man is alive. So Rav meant there's a big chumim. But once he dies, he don't insist on that chumim. So Omale Rabba, the Rav Nachman, he asks him, look, there's so many different opinions here. There's Rabbi Shmuel, and then on the assumption that you assume like Rav, there's Machlekes Rabbi Rav Sheshes, but the Raya Bish Edim, a Raya became Ashtar. He said, yes, this Rebbe, Rav, yes, Rav Nachman, his Rebbe. Mar, Keman Svirle, whom do you go like? What do you hold as the din? Omale, I know, Masni Teidan, have a Beherish Ebraise. That says like Rav, Echad Merach Mishoi, Nasi Nasi Mitech Habayis Vayu. Onus is shoyt yoytz mal shemo v'yam shali hem shenafin beis avihima, whatever. So what's the din? All of lahavi raya. That's what Rab said, that there's a chumra med the rabbanon. All of lahavi raya. Men atore the din is really like shemo. It's only med the rabbanon chumra. V'chein ha'ishi shenes in the chabayis v'yonus atore yoytz mal shemo. The same thing. The husband died and the wife in the days of the Gemara, the women were never involved in business. So the husband died and they were yorshin. So the mother or the stepmother, whoever it is, so the almana is taking care of all of the business for the assets. The wife doesn't yashin, the wife just gets her ksuba, and the yorshim get all the money. But the stepmother or the mother is running the whole business. Everything is written on her name. Yorma shalihen, she claims that it's hers. How can it be? What happened to the din? Kol mashkan tishukana baila. So she says, no, she got it as a yerusha. So the husband is only entitled to peiros nechsin alun. He's entitled to the guf adava. Kol mashkan ever gonna rabba. Everything goes to the odon. Kol mashkan tishukana baila is not the same. It's only a dimid rabbana, and it's not the same as kol mashkan ever gonna rabba. The baal is only entitled to peiros nechsin alun. So she claims my husband died, and she claims that this was my money. So what's the din? So the Brisa says beferish, aleh lahavi raya, the same as the previous case. Aleh lahavi raya. Okay. All of this Gemara is all a commentary. Gemara is analyzing line by line. Every line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was a Mem Beis Amud Aleph. He started from Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So that took one blot Gemara to explain one Mishnah. And now it's taking a longer amount of time to explain the second Mishnah, Mem Beis Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says that a Baal B'nichse Yishta, Isha B'nichse Baila, Av B'nichse Abayim, Bein B'nichse Av, Iken Tayne Cheskes Abatim, Amed Om Amurim B'machzik, Avod Menoise Matana, the Mishnah draws a distinction between chazoka and chazoka. Everything is chazoka. The answer is that the Prima Gadim said there is the word chazoka has six different meanings. That's what the Gemara explains. The first part of the Mishnah, the first half of the Mishnah is talking, Ein la baal chazoka minich seishte, Ein lisha chazoka minich sabal, and that's talking about chazka batim shalashonim. Then it says, Bamed bamamurim b'machzik, that's chazoke is kinda no gotter parats. Karkas nicknas bekesem shtaba chazoke, that's a different chazoke. So the two different chazoke. That's what the Gemara explains over here. Yeah. What is hamachzik benichse hager? What does that mean? That's a din. Hager shameis ve'in lo yorshim. If a ger converts, we assume a ger shen is guy cutting shenal adami. So when the ger dies, if he has children, so the children get, if he has children after he converted, then the children am sachas heftim, they get yerusha. If he never had any children afterwards, even if he got married, the wife does not yarshin the husband. The wife is entitled to the ksuba, whatever amount of ksuba he wrote in the document, whatever he wrote him in the ksuba. But even if there's not another soul in the world, there's no one else to get the yerusha, the wife does not yarshin. You only yarshin if you're mishpacha sav kriyim mishpacha. Mishpacha sav meina kriyim mishpacha. And here the wife is not even mishpacha sav. She's not related to the husband at all. They were related by marriage. The minute the husband dies, so they're not related by marriage anymore. So there is no din. There's a din. Abal yarosh es ishtoi. That was a machlekes. But that's the raisa der abon. Machlekes satanoim. The machlekes the ramam and the raivit. But the halisha eina yarosha says by law that everybody agrees to. So the din is that a ger shemeis, the ein lo yoshim, so all of his assets become hefker. Yeah, that's a big dechasam sefer. And his chidushim, amaseches avodah zarah, raises the question, where in the world did the Tanoim get that idea from? But you see from the Mishnah. Amachzik Menichsa Ger is befavish. There are Gemaras all over the place. Eretz and Mishnah. That's a question. So the Chassam Sefer makes a suggestion. Maybe they learned it out from the Parshas Gez and Lager. There are Chavtalad Matnas Kuhuna. That's a Braisa. That's a Gemara in the end of Chulin. There are 24 Matnas Kuhuna. There are really more than 24 Matnas Kuhuna. But the Tanoim are combining a few together, counting them as one. And it's a big machlokes harishonim, which ones did they combine together? Really shouldn't make a difference which ones you buy together. There are more than 24, whatever it is. But it does make a slight difference in the machlokes harishonim. How do you calculate the 24? Which ones are you combining together? So some of the rishonim throw in that maisa behema is matnas kahuna. You have to give. When you mafresh maisa behema, you give it to the Kohanim. So Rashi and Chumash says that it's not true. Rashi at the end of Chumash Vayikra. One of the last psukim of Chumash Vayikra reads, V'chal maisa boka v'tzon kol lo shi'a v'tachas ha'shavet v'asiri yeh kodesh l'Hashem. That's Pasuk Lamed Beis. Chumash b'chukosai, Chumash Vayikra ends with Pasuk Lamed Dalet. This is the third Pasuk before the end. Rashi writes on the Mishnah and is on the Kaiman also, the last Mishnah. So Rashi writes the same as he writes on the Chumash. That never says in the Chumash anywhere that you give the Maisa Behemah to the Kohanim. So it's understood that it's not for the 24 Matnas Kuhuna. The farmer brings it, the farmer who's raising the behemoths, and he had 10 behemoths were born in the course of the year. There's a Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behemah, that's the first Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, either Zechet, we pass Zechet B'Tishrei, and other Tanam hold that it's Zechet B'Elul. And if you have 10 behemoths were born in your flocks, near each other, if you say one is one, it's 25 miles apart from each other, they're not. They have to be near each other. So then the mitzvah from Yachad and Yechayiv to be mafresh maisa behemah. So once the farmer's mafresh maisa behemah, brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, the makar of it, and then the farmer has the right to eat it. It has to be, go to mikveh, it has to be tohar. But it's not from the matnas kuhuna. And the Rashba quotes the goyim, there was a group of goyim who held that it is from the matnas kuhuna. So that whole machlokes, whether it's a matnas kuhuna, that came up because there are really more than 24. So all the Mishanim say you're combining a few together. So in the detail machlokes, which ones do you combine, which ones do you not combine, so it creeps in, this machlokes, whether Maisa Behem is one of the 24 or not. So where's the parsha of Gezel Ager? Gezel Ager is for sure one of the 24 Matnas Kuhuna. So it says, where is that? In Baal Oischa, I think. Anybody know Chumash?
Parsha's Noso.
Noso. Not in Baal Oischa. Parsha's Noso. It says if you stole money from somebody, and you swore falsely, then you have to give Kerem Chemish. That's at the end of Parshas Vayikra. Hashem Gzeilus, if a person stole money and he swore falsely that he doesn't owe the money, then he has to pay back Kerem Chemish and he has to bring Hashem Gzeilus. Fine. So this is on, and Kol Zman didn't pay back the Keren, even if he didn't pay the Chemish, it's not Me'akev. But if he didn't even give back the Keren, then he runs to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Hashem Gzeilus. That doesn't help. First, you have to pay back the money. You have to pay back the Chatchil Kerem Chemish, but yeah, but if you pay back Keren, it's also good. Then you're able to bring the Hashem Gzeilus. Because when you don't pay back the Keren, so you can't begin to bring the Hashem Gzeilus. So what if the Pasuk says, mainly, if the money that I stole and I swore falsely, mainly the person died, the person whom I stole it from died, so I give the Kerem Chemish to the Yorshim. The main Lishgoyl, and if the man who died from whom I stole the money and I swore falsely that I don't owe him, if he died, then he doesn't have any Yorshim. You give it to the Kohen who's in the Anshei Mishmar. Every week there's a different Mishmar running the show in the Beis HaMikdash, and 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday, there's a different Beis Av. So whatever day you walk into the Beis HaMikdash to give the money, you have a favorite coin, you want to give it to that coin. So come on the day that coin has the Beis Av, because he's supposed to give it to the coin who has the Beis Av that day. He's part of the group or makro karbonos that day. So once he gave the keren, the chaimish l'chatchila, did he ever the keren without the chaimish? Once he gave the keren to the kohen, then you're able to bring the asham gezeilus. So the Gemara asks, chayesh l'chadim yisal shein lo goyalim, how is that physically possible? A person dies, he has no children, he has no brothers, he has no sisters, he has no cousins, he has no fifth cousins, tenth cousins. Everybody has. How is it possible that you have someone dying and he doesn't have a main leash girl? How is that possible? The answer is, it's a gershem neis, vein lo yoshem. So the Chassam Sofer says, maybe you'll tell me that that's where they got their Chassam Sofer asks, where did they get such a wild idea? It's wild. Just from thin air. So he says, if you tell me they got it from the Pasuk, mainly Ishkoel Hashiv Hashem Eilov. So he says, that's not a good mocker. What does it maybe means mainly Ishkoel? We don't know who the relatives are. We have a tradition that is going on a Gershem Eilov Yoshim. But who says, how is that tradition Muchach in the Pasuk? Here it's Pasuk. Ches, which chapter hey, and Shlishi, and Parshas Naso, mainly Yishkoel Hashem Hashem Elov Hashem Amusha Hashem Lakoyin Melvad Ela Kipurim Asher Chaper Boy Alov. So that's what the Chassam Sofer and the Chiddushim on Maseches Avodah Zarah. He asks, how did the Tanoim see this in the pasuk? Maybe because it says in the end of Chumash VaYikra. If you sell your Sde Achuzah, this is Sde Achuzah and this is Sde Mikna. Sde Achuzah, I got it, Birusha. Sde Achuzah is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Lord. So if you got Birusha from your father, he got it from his father, all the way back to the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, when they made Chalukah Zohar. That's called Sde Achuzah. And if you bought a farm, you bought a house from somebody else, that's called the Sde Mikna, and you have to give it back when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yahweh. Sde Achuzah, you don't give back. You keep it Le'olam Void. So the pasuk says, what if I sold the Sde Achuzah to someone else and it became a Sde Mikna by the other person? And why did I sell it? Because I was in need of money. I was broke. I was out of the job. I used up all of my savings and I sold my Sde Achuzah. People usually don't want to sell the Sde Achuzah. So then later on, I get a job and I save a little money. I have enough money to buy it back from the one to whom I sold it. So the din is I can force him to sell it back to me. That's the din of Gula's Batim. Gula's Sodas, it reverts back to become a Sde Achuzah. So the Pasuk says, if I sold my Sde Achuzah to someone else, so then I can force the Lekech to sell it back to me. And what if I died? So then my Yorshim can force him to sell it back. But then it says, I have a brother, I have Krivim. So the Korev can force, there's Gula's Krivim. The Krivim can force the Lekech to sell it back, and that's a Machlekes in the Gemara. When the Krivim force him, in Gemara Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, when the Krivim force the Lekech to sell it back, who does it go to? Does it go to them, to the Krivim? Does it go to the original owner? Does it revert back to become a Steachuz by the original owner? Or becomes a Steachuz by the Krivim? The Gemara has a discussion on that. Then it says in the end of Vayikra, the main liish goyel, and if he doesn't have any relatives who can possibly be goyel the karka, then the lekech keeps the karka until it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, and then the mecha gets it back. That's a din of stay mikna. Whenever you bought for a Sde Achuzah, it becomes a Sde Mikna. When it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, you got to give it back. So over there, the Gemara doesn't raise the issue. How can I say main lish goel if he doesn't have any krim? No, it means that he has krim. They don't have any money. They don't have enough money. They just barely make enough money to stay alive, to take care of their own. They don't have enough money to buy the farm back. So that's what some Sefer says. How do you know? Main lishkoel hashav hashmeilov means he doesn't have a relative in the world. And the other pasuk, main lishkoel, it doesn't mean he doesn't have a relative in the world. It means he doesn't have a relative who's wealthy enough to force the lekech to sell it back. Maybe over here, main lishkoel, we don't know who his relatives are. I stole from a person. I swore falsely. I don't owe him the money. Now I have to pay karen v'chaimish and bring hashem gzeilos. And the fella died, and I don't know who his relatives are, so I don't know whom to give it back to. Maybe that's what the Torah means, that you give it back to Hashem Amusha Lakoyin Lo Yiyah. You give it to the Kohen who's from the Anshei Mishma, from that Beis Ava, for that day. How did the Chazal know to interpret that it goes on a Ger Shameis Vein Lo Yosh? Such a wild idea. So some feel that there's a difference between the Losh and the Pasuk. Some hold that this is the Mokar, the Pasuk and Parshas Nasa, Gez La Ger, that's the Mokar. The main Lishkoi L'Hoshiv Hoshem Elov. And they say that the Loshen is different, I already forgot. The Loshen is different over there in the end of Vayikra, when it talks about Gulos Batim, that the relatives buy it back. I remember Rabbi Breuer, Zecharno Levracha, was once explaining to us that it's not the same Loshen. Okay. He thought that it fits into the words. He thought that the mashmos of the pasuk over here is not that we don't know who the relatives are. I mean, he absolutely doesn't have any relatives. But others are concerned about the Chassam Sofer's kasha. They think you don't really see it from the Pesukim here. So where did it come from? So that's what the Rosh Hashanah wrote to say from Chumash, Meshech Chochma. I remember when Rabbi Breuer was telling us this. So he said, he was in his deep into his 90s when he was talking to us and learning. He died at the age of 98. So he says, he was speaking in German. So he says, you know, Sefer, he was blind, he couldn't see. So he says, you know, a Sefer came out recently, did you have a chance to see the Meshech Chochma? Came out before we were born. By him, he was already an adult when he came out. So he says, recently, probably 60 years earlier, a Sefer came out, Meshech Chochma, by the author of the Rosh Hashanah, he says, Hashem should forgive the Rosh Hashanah for writing such a ridiculous thing. We don't accept what he said. He says that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, it says that 3 days before Maimon HaSinai, everybody had to be purish. All the married people had to be purish Matashma Shamita, because the men weren't allowed to be Balkari on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai. The women weren't allowed to be Polet Teshich Vazera. So the Gemara says you can be Polet Teshich Vazera possibly up until 3 days after you had Tashmish. So, Altiksha Alisha Shlosha Yomim. There were 3 days they weren't allowed to be with their wives. After Maimon HaSinai was over, so it says, Vata Shuba Lachem Liohalechem. Everyone is allowed to go back to their wives. So the Meshech Chochma asked, how were they all allowed? How was everybody allowed to go back to their wives? But Kodem Matan Torah, they only had it in like B'nei Noach. They weren't Mechuyev to observe the rest of the mitzvahs. After Maimon HaSinai, everybody had observed all the 613 mitzvahs. So one of the mitzvahs is the list of the table of forbidden marriages. So you're not allowed to marry an aunt. An uncle is permitted to marry a niece, but an aunt is not permitted to marry a nephew. Tukum HaChumash like that. So if somebody was married, to his aunt, Kodem Matan Torah, then after Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Atu shuvu lechem li'ol lechem." Everybody's allowed to go back to their wives. How can it be? But after Matan Torah, there's a longer list of Gilui Arayos that didn't exist before. Not everybody's allowed to go back to their wives. Some of them are prohibited. So it must be because Gershon is God, Kekotnish and Oladomi. That's where you learn out the idea. Kekotnish and Oladomi is learned out from the pasuk shuvu lechem li'ol lechem. That's what the Meshech Chochma. That's in the new Sefer that just came out recently. That's what he said. It says in the Meshech Chochma. So Rabbi Breuer said, Shorele Mari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive the Rosh Hashanah for saying such a thing. You're not allowed to say that. If we say, on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, Gershon is God Kotin Shanol Adomi, so he says, we're no longer Yachzonim, we're no longer B'nei Shal Avram Yitzchak Yankov. So when we daven, we can't say, L'keinu L'kei Avosenu, L'kei Avraham L'kei Yitzchak L'kei Yankov. We're not related to them anymore. So he says, we don't accept that Meshech Chochma. That's what there's a famous Maharal Prague. Maharal Prague writes him, he wrote a lot on Machshava, Hashkofa. So he has a whole Dvar Torah. He has a Sefer Guri Aryeh. One of his many Svarim is the Guri Aryeh, is a commentary on Rashi. Al HaTorah. Rashi has a Pirish Al HaTorah. So there are a lot of commentaries on Pirish Rashi Al HaTorah. So the Pasuk says, the Bnei Yisrael were complaining, Boicha lemishpachoisa. Where is that? Is that in Bahaloischa? People were complaining about the man, no? Where is it? Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk. Which Pasuk? Pasuk Yud. Yes. Vayishma Moshe Sa'am Boicha Lemish Pachaisa Vish LePesach Ahaloi. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara. Rashi quotes it to Gemara in Masecha Shabbos. In Perek Avlez and the Milan, they were crying about Iske Arayish and Esrelahem. They were crying about the fact that now they're not allowed to marry the relatives who are Mutta, Koyde Matan Torah, they're not allowed to marry anymore. But according to the Meshech Chachma, there's nothing to cry about. Because Gershon has got Kodesh and Oladomi. So you see from the Rashi is quoting a Gemara. It's a Gemara Avlez and the Milan. You see that the Kotin Shanol Adami applies to every other Geiris except for Maimon Hasina. That's the question, why not? So the Maral Mipra gives a funny explanation, and others give other explanations why. So that's where Rabbi Breuer was not happy with that Meshul Chokmah. Yeah, so what is the Mokka? Rabbi Soloveitchik had a different suggestion. He thought the Gemara has The Gemara has a pasuk that Ein Kiddushin Tobsin Benochrim. Let's say a non-Jewish man is going to marry a Jewish girl. So there's an institution of marriage by Bnei Noach also. A Nochri marries a Nochris. There's an institution of marriage by two Jewish people. A Jewish man marries a Jewish girl. But if there's an intermarriage, then the Gemara in the end of Kiddushin has Psukim. There's no Tvisis Kiddushin, not in this direction, not in that direction. Whether the man is a Nochri and the woman is a Israeli, or the man is a Israel and the woman is a Nochri, so there's no Tvisis Kiddushin in either direction. And the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Gimel, understands from the Pasuk, not just that there's no Tvisis Kiddushin, there's no Kurva at all. Can't be any Kurva at all between a Israel and a Nochri. So the Gemara says, let's say a single boy lives with a single girl and they have babies. So the babies have a father and a mother. The babies have, the parents have not to be married, but the children are related to the father. The father can be Mekadesh, Bito, Ktana, and so on. Even though he was never married to the mother, it doesn't matter. He's the father of the girl. And the father's a Kohen, so the children will be Kohanim. But the Gemara says over here that included in that Pasuk, that's the Gemara, Tosis points out that Gemara, included in the Pasuk that there's no Tvisis Kedushin, is also that there's no yachas at all between a Yisrael and a Nochri. It can't be any kurva at all. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Let's say you have two, a brother and a sister, let's say twins. Brother and a sister, they're both 25 years old and they both decide they want to convert. So first one of them is converting, then a week later the other one converts. So for 1 week, one of them was Jewish and the other one was a Nochri. So when one is Jewish, one of them is a Nochri, they can't be related to each other. There's no kurva. So even after the second one converts next week, he can't become a brother and a sister at the age of 25. Either you're a brother and a sister at the time of birth, or you're not at all. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that's the din of Gershon Yizkar Kot and Shonal Adam, because they weren't both Megayer Bevasachas. Yeah, what happens if you have, let's say, a non-Jewish woman is pregnant with twins, and then she converts? So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Yevama says, "Da fanches moberish and his gaira, v'no ein et zorech tefila." When the mother is megayer, the children don't need a geris. The geris on the mother is chal on the uber, and if she's pregnant with twins, so everybody is still related. The mother with the two babies do all still related, because the geris was all bevasachas. Everybody had the same split second. It was one big geris. You don't say cut. The only time you say Kot and Shonol Adami, when the Geiris was Bezeh Hazeh, that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained, when the Geiris Bezeh Hazeh, so for a week, or for a day, or for a minute, one is Jewish, the other one is not Jewish, and then they can't be related. You can't have any kurva between a Jew and a Goy. He thought that was the mocker for this thing. Whatever it is, that's famous from the Ksam Sefer and the Chidushim on Maseches Avodah, that he raises the issue. Where did the Tanoim get this idea? But it's explicit in the Mishnah. That's Beferish in the Mishnah. And then Beis HaMaral, the Gemara is all over the place. It doesn't mean Gershon has got cut in Shanala Dom. It doesn't mean, let's say, when he was a Nachri, he borrowed $100,000 from the bank, and then he converts. So, Kikot and Shanala Dom say he doesn't owe the money to the bank. Or let's say he smashed into someone's car, and he was Poshea, so he's an Odom Mazik and he owes the money. Then he converts. You're going to say Kikot and Shanala Dom. He didn't do it. He did do it. The din of Kikot and Shanala Dom, that Pashtus is only relative, it's only relevant when you're talking about Kurva. The Gemara talks about Yerusha, that the ger, when the father dies, the child doesn't Yarshin, either the father converted or the child converted, or they both converted, even if they both converted, but they didn't convert to Vasacha, so they're not related anymore. So there's no Kurva between the Kroivim Benegeh Yerusha, and there's no Kurva Benegeh Menatora, that's a brother and a sister converted. Menatora, they're permitted to marry, because it's not a brother and a sister, it's only forbidden with the Rabbanan for various reasons, two different reasons. And you have to be choshesh for each of the two reasons. And then the Gemara has a third nafkamina ledina, that let's say two brothers converted, so they're kosher lehoid together, they're not considered krov and psulim later, they're kosher lehoid. And even with the Rabbanan, the Gemara says they never made any chumra over there. They never made a chumra. By Yerusha, they changed the din with the Rabbanan. They said that the ger should be allowed to yarshan the father, because if you say that the ger doesn't yarshan, he may think that if he'll convert back to his original religion, he'll get the Yerusha back again. So he may want to convert back in order to get $1 million of Yerusha. So some of the Rabbanan, they said that he doesn't have to convert. He gets the hefke bez nefke, he gets the money. And by Kroivim, that they're not allowed to brother and a sister, not allowed to marry each other. So the Gemara has two reasons why they prohibited the Rabbanan, why you're not allowed to marry. But by the two brothers, they're kosher leidus, so that even with the Rabbanan, they left it alone. There's nothing to be concerned about, they left it. But that's the only time where you say Kikot and Shanol Adam. There is a machlekes and Rishonim. There was a Maisa Shoya once in the history of the world. Such a story happened in the days of the Bali Atesvus, when they had the Crusades and they were killing all the Jews who wouldn't convert to Christianity. They killed a lot of Jews at that time. They wiped out a lot of Jewish communities. So the Crusaders didn't do everything exactly the Shem Shamayim. So the Maisa Shoya, in the days of the Bali Atesvus, a Jewish woman was married to a Jewish husband. And one of the holy crusaders had an affair with a woman. So she became a Saita Asur Labailo. And then the husband had to divorce her. So he divorced her. And then the crusader decided to become Jewish. So he converted. And now the Shaila was, is he permitted to marry the girl that he was Mazana with when she was an Eshus Ish? Usually, an Eshus Ish Zinsa is Asur Labal, Asur Labail. It says the word v'nitmo, v'nitmo, v'nitmo three times by the parsha of Saita. The Gemara says echad lebal, echad lebal, echad letruma. V'nitmo means she becomes asura al baila. V'nitmo the second time means she becomes asura al baila. And then the third time v'nitmo means even though she's a baskayan, but she was an eshezish shenensa, even shenensa, so she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. Not permitted to eat truma. So here the shaila was, is the woman, the husband had to divorce his wife, the Jewish husband had to divorce his wife because she was mizana with the crusader. And now the shaila is the crusader converts. Is he allowed to marry her? I should say, kishem shasur ala bal, kach asura ala boil. So there was a big hullabaloo, big machlekes abir atam and other bali ataisis. Taisis at the beginning of Ksubas has it, and Taisis in Sanhedrin has it. The end of Perek Mitzvah Moira, and the Taisu Shans on Saita has it. It belongs in Saita. It belongs in Masech Saita. By us, it's missing in the Taisus. So the so you're in the last page on Ebenezer, they quote, we pass on like the Rabbeinu Tam, she's permitted to marry the Gershon is Geyer, but they give three different reasons. So one of the reasons is Gershon is Geyer, Kukutin Shanel Adomi, so it's considered as if he's a different person. He's not called a Boil. But most of the Rishonim didn't accept that. That's not correct. That's not what it means, Kukutin Shanel Adomi. Kukutin Shanel Adomi just means he's not related to any of the relatives. Because you can't have a kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. It's not only, there's no Tfisis Kiddushim. No Tfisis Kiddushim because you can't have any kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. That's why. Anyway, so that's given in the Mishnah. Hamachzik, the Mishnah is assuming. Mishnah Mem Beis Hamar Aleph is assuming that the Nichse Agershem Meis Vein Lo Yoshim become Hefker and Kol HaKoidim Zohar. Whoever will grab it first will be Koina. So how are you Koina? So it can't be Koina because there's no one to give the kesef to. It's a Gershom Meis Vein Lo Yoshim. No one to give kesef. Can't be kind of b'shtar. The Gershom Meis died. He can't give you a shtar. The only way to be kind is b'chazok. Can't be kind of b'chalipin. He's dead. Can't make a kinyan. The only kinyan you can make is chazok. So that's what the Mishnah has. So the Gemara that we're up to, the Gemara says, Tani Rav Hoshea here on Daf Nun Beis on the base, the last four lines. Tani Rav Hoshea be kedushin de Bei Levi. Rav Hoshea was learning the Tosefta. There were different Toseftas. We usually assume that the official Tosefta is by Rav Chiya and Rav Hoshea, but there were other Talmidim of Rav Yehuda Hanasi who had other Toseftas. So one of them was Kiddushin de Bei Levi. Levi was the first generation of Amor, right? So he wrote also Toseftas. So in his Tosefta he wrote, Noal Godor Aparetz Kol Shul B'fonav HaRezul Chazokim. So some Rishonim had this Girsa in the Mishnah. On Mem Beis Amar Aleph, the last line. Noal Godor Aparetz Kol Shul B'fonav HaRezul Chazokim. That the word Bifonov appeared in the Mishnah. So the Rashbam crosses it out. The Rashbam crosses it out, but he doesn't cross it out on Mem Beis Amid Aleph. He crosses it out on Nun Beis Amid Beis. Where is it? No, come on. Here you have on Nun Beis Amid Beis, you have on the bottom six very wide lines in the Rashbam. So three lines before the six very wide lines, there's a sentence in the Rashbam, b'masnis and loy gassinan b'fonov. Do nichse ger, do b'nichse ger, lo shayach bei b'fonov, do hameis leha ger. So the Rashbam crosses out the word in the Mishnah, machzik b'nichse ger, no god reparts kol shul b'fonov ha-rezil chazoka, so he crosses out the word b'fonov. Yeah, how does he know to cross it out? Because the Gemara was medayiket from Rav Hoshea recited the Tosefta that Levi wrote, no, God aparts kol shul b'fonav ha-rezil chazoka. The Gemara makes a diuk, b'fonav en shalai b'fonav lo. How can it be there is no such din, there is no such halacha, that you only kind if you make a chazoka b'fonav? So Rav knocks sense into it. So why did the Gemara have to start off that the Rav Hoshea knew the Tosefta? And in the Tosefta it says like that. If it says in the Mishnah, I'm then based on it, it says in the Mishnah b'fonav. So you see that the Mishnah didn't have the word b'fonav. Just the Tosefta and Kiddushin has it. Fine? Okay. Tosefta and Kiddushin has it, but the Mishnah doesn't. So the Gemara asks the question, is there such a din? Before the man shalei b'fonav? No, there is no such din. There is no such din. You don't need the kinyan that it should be b'fonav in the presence of the makna. Amarava hachikama, the extra word that was added on in the Tosefta and Kiddushin, b'fonav is for the following purpose. It means the following hachikama, b'fonav. I agree to sell you, I'm alive, and I agree to sell you a house, and I say, we make up how much the price is going to be. And then I say, we're sitting in an office, and the house is in Brooklyn. The house is in Eretz Yisrael. So I say, go make a kinyan on the house. So if I say, lechazek kni, you can make the kinyan even shalai b'fama. But if I didn't say, lechazek kni, I didn't authorize you to go make a kinyan chazoka. So if I agree, I'm going to give you the $5 million for the karka, for the house, and then I go and I make a kinyan chazoka in your presence. And you agreed that you're going to sell me the house for $5 million. You didn't tell me to make a chazak, but I go and I make the chazak in your presence. You don't contradict it. You don't stop me. And it's understood. I agreed. You agreed to sell it to me. We made up how much the price is going to be. So I made a kinyan. So achikam bifonav, if the lekech makes the kinyan chazak in the presence of the mocher, there's no need for him to author, no need for the mocher to authorize the lekech to make the kinyan chazak, but the go shalai bifonav. He goes to everyone and makes the kinyan. So he has to authorize him to do it. That's what it means b'fonav. But it's not a requirement that the kinyan is only kinyan chazaka, always need b'fonav. No. If it's b'fonav, there's no need for the moicher to say lechazek kli. Boy, Rab, so Rab asked the shayla, what's the din if it's a matona? Matona, hey, maybe that's only by mechira, but by matona, the Gemara is going to explain, the Rashbam explains already here, the Gemara is going to explain another few lines. Maybe since Kol HaNoisim Bayin Yofel HaNoisim, so maybe it's implicit, I say, I want to give you the karka matana, it's worth $5 million, I'm not going to take a penny, I like you, and you should make a lot of simchas there, and shoy. And then you went Shalai Bifonov, and you made a kinyan chazok, and maybe there, it would be good. So Shmuel said, Omer Shmuel, my teboy le'lab, I don't understand what Rab's suffix is. Shouldn't it be a kavuchay mahashta madach a mecher that he's paying for it? We say amal alecha zekikni in iloi loy. If the moicher didn't authorize him to make the chazake, it's not kaina shaloi befano. It's a matana where he's not paying a penny for it. Of course, if it's shaloi befano, he has to authorize him. So what? My time with the rab. How come rab was mesupik about this? Rab Sofik does make sense. Like my name, but Rab Sofik, Rab is of the opinion. Man di yoiv matane bain yofu yoiv. Shai. And those matane bain yofu unoisim. So maybe there's no need for lecha zekikni. So it's a Sofik. That was Rab Sofik. Suffolk chazaka is not a suffolk muksuk is not a muksuk. So would we allow the noisim matana to back out? The mekabel matana went and he made a chazaka shalei b'fano. Then the noisim matana does want to back out, so to tell the guy make another kinyan. No, the shayla is the noisim matana backs out from the matana, wants to give it to someone else. He wants to keep it himself. So Kolzman and Mekabah Matana didn't make a kinyan, and Reis Matana has the ability to back out. So that's a shayla. Can he back out? So it's a suffik. It's a sveik at a deal. So a suffik, muksuk is not called a muksuk. The marakana, the one who's giving the matana, is the muksuk over here. Then if I would give it to you outright, clearly, and you made a kinyan, so it's yours, it's shalcha, b'shuscha, so you're the muksuk on it, but you're not called a muksuk over here. The Marakama is still a muksuk, so the Marakama can back out. If Rab is not sure, so the Marakama can back out. Kozman, that we're not sure. Okay. Yeah. So the Gemara quoted this Lashon from the Tosefta. Nol garaparatz koshu. Does the Mishnah have that Lashon? Mishnah also says, Nol garaparatz koshu areza chazoka. That's the same in the Mishnah. The difference in the Mishnah and the Tosefta Kedushin that it says about no other parts befanov. And the Mishnah doesn't say befanov, and the Tosefta Kedushin it does say. But the Kolshu appears in both. So that's what the Gemara says. What is Kolshu? What's the shear of Kolshu? How do you translate no'al? How do you translate no'al? So that's what the Tosefta talks about, the bottom Tosefta. No agar reports. The Gemara, in his commentary on the Gemara, Pirish Rashbam, Rashbam explains, Hainu al Hainu, Shikova Manol Badelis. He nailed on a lock on the door, so no one can open the door. The Habi Binyan, he made a binyan on the karka. Havol, Soga Hadelis, V'noal B'mafteyach, if he just, the door is there, the door is already attached. He just locks the door and he takes the key. That's so the Rashbam, Tosafot quotes the Rashbam, that's not called Noel. I will sogar hadelus from Noel b'mafteach b'nichse ager the leka the masalei lahavi chazake. If it's a dovish al hefke, the Rashbam said dovish al hefke is not kind of why. The ein zelakem avriach harim b'nichse chader. That's the Gemara has such a lotion. The Gemara has here four lines from the bottom of Nun Gim Lamed Almed Aleph. The Gemara says, if the Lokeach, the Mecher, authorizes the Lokeach to make a Kenya Chazaka, it makes a Kenya Chazaka by protecting the property. By protecting, he didn't improve the property. He didn't make a Chazaka. The Gemara says, in order to become a Chazaka, you have to do some kind of a binyan on the karka. No, Gadur Paretz means you change something. If he just, the Rashbam says, if he just locks the door, so that wouldn't, the Rashbam claims that would not constitute a Kenya Chazaka. Why the Rashbam asks on himself? Yeah, the Rashbam is over here. Rashbam is on that daf, Nun Gim Lamed Aleph. So the Rashbam in the wide lines, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I think, either the 7th or the 8th line, into the wide line, into the very wide lines. So it says Psachim Dabdalad Amid Aleph. So it says the Gemara has a shaila. If I rent an apartment that they used all year long for chametz, so if I rent the apartment, I have to be by the chametz. The Gemara has a shaila in Psachim. Is it the obligation of the one I was living in the apartment the whole year long? Said any chametz that's going to be there is going to be my chametz. But then I rent the apartment to you. A week before Pesach, I rent you the apartment. So it's your responsibility. But if the Gemara asked, is it your responsibility or my responsibility? Is it because the Bal Yerah by Matzah said the Chametz belongs to me? Or is it Shem Yobel Yochlo? So it's your responsibility. So the Gemara says that the tenant, it's a Chayvus Ador, the tenant has to be by the Chametz. So then the Gemara says, what's Koveya? Who has to be by the Chametz? Let's say I rent the apartment to the other person an hour before Lichbenchen, an Erev Pesach. So the landlord was Mukhayev to be by the Chametz. He was Mukhayev last night. So what's Koveya? Who has to do the B'dikas Chametz? So the Gemara says, if Masalah HaMavteach, before Laila, before Leil, Yudalid, Leil B'dikas Chametz is Leil Yudal, Leil Pesach is Leil Tezvav. So if the Rashbam quotes the Gemara Pesachim, Mishin Masalah HaMavteachas, If the landlord rented the apartment and he gave the keys to the tenant before Shkia and Leil Yudalid, then the tenant became Mechuyev to be by the Chametz. If the Mesiras HaMavteach took place after Leil Yudalid, in the middle of the night, after Tzeisa Kochavim, then B'Shas Chayvasa, the Chiyah B'dikas Chal, at Tzeisa Kochavim on Leil Yudalid. So if the Mesiras HaMavteach occurred before, then the tenant is Mechuyev. The Mesiras HaMavteach didn't occur before, then the landlord is Mechuyev. So why does the Mesiras HaMavteach accomplish anything? So the Rashbam understands that the Mesiras HaMavteach is kind of the karka. If I sell you the house or if I rent you the house. If I give Mavteach, it's kind of. So if you give the Mavteach, you're kind of. So if you lock the door, you should certainly be kind of. He didn't even... If he gives the mafteach to the lokeach or to the secher, the schiris is nikna, and the landlord came back out. Let's say he gives me the mafteach on Yud Gimel in the morning, and I don't. And then he wants to back out. He wants to switch to someone else. So the Rashbam says he can't switch, since he did mesiras hamafteach. Mesiras hamafteach constitutes a kinyan, both by kinyan to own the house and the kinyan to rent the house. So the landlord cannot rent it to another tenant, and he cannot sell it to someone else. the kenyan was chal already. So mesiras hamavtech is kaina. So locking the door should certainly be kaina. He did more than that. So he says, so the Rashbam asked the stira. So he says the teretz is that you need das makna. So if it's nichse gersha meis ve'en lo yorshim, so then there's no one to give the maftech. He can't give. He's dead. The gersha meis ve'en lo yorshim died. So there's no das makna. So then locking the door doesn't accomplish anything. But if the owner of the karka is alive and he's renting to me or he's selling to me, so not only if I lock the door is it good, even if he just gave me the keys, I didn't even go to lock the door yet. That's already kind of. Siris HaMavtech is already kind of. Sure. Does the Gemara ever draw a distinction between das acheres makna and not? So the answer is yes. The Gemara has it with respect to Mosira. Mosira means, here there's a Tosfos later. Where is the Tosfos? Achaza here, Ayin Hei on the base. There's a Tosfos. Achaza bitlofa. How are you kind of behemoth? If I want to sell behemoth, behemoth is metalpolim. There are kinyoni karka, there are kinyoni metalpolim. So kinyoni metalpolim, you kind of bimshicha, behagbo, bechalipin, chotzer, yad. If I put a ring in a girl's hand, so the girl's kind of with a kinyon yad. So a whole bunch of kinyonim. So there the Gemara said, there's a kinyon mesira. If I want to sell you an animal, and I give you the reins, and you hold on to the animal, so the animal doesn't have to budge at all. Usually you need a meshicha. So I give you the animal, you have to move the animal. How far do you have to move it? So that's a machlek, is the animal, let's say the animal standing like this. So it moves the front leg and the back leg together, and moves the other side, the front leg and the back leg together. So let's say the animal is standing here, and it moves a little bit. So it's not in the same position where it was before, but half of the animal is still in the same position that it was before. So that's a machlokes. That's the first topic in halacha in Hamoicheres Hasfina. Hamoicheres Hasfina, the fifth parak starts off with agadita. A lot of agadita. So then the Gemara, the halacha in the parak starts here on daf ayin hey omid beis. The last 15 lines or so. The line begins, Itma Sfina Rava Mikimisha Masha Koshu Hukona Shmola Malakona Achim Sheches Kula. Machloikis, if I'm selling you a Sfina be Mashicha, so do you have to make a Mashicha to move it in a totally different location? Or if you move the Sfina a little bit, half of it moved, but half of it is still in part of the original location where it was before. So that's by a Sfina. That's by a Sfina, that it doesn't move the front leg with the back leg like this. And by Behemis, there's also a Machlekes HaTanoim. Do you need Kim Shiroko Yad V'Regel Kino'o? The animal moved. The front leg is called the Yad, and the back leg, by human beings, we walk on 2 feet. So if we would walk on all four, so the front would, all four would be feet. By the Behemis, all four are feet. By human beings, the top two, the front two are hands. So by the behemoth, we call the front two legs yad, and the back two legs we call regal. So there's a machlekes hatanaim, how much do you need by meshicha to be kind of behemoth? If I'm selling you a behemoth and you did a meshicha, so the animal moved a little bit, okor yad v'regal, it moved the right front leg and the right back leg, they go together. But so the animal is halfway where, half of the animal is in the same location where it was before, half of the animal moved a little bit. It's not exactly the same as the Sfina, because by the Sfina, the whole Sfina moved. The whole Sfina moved, if you moved part of it. So the Gemara is going to distinguish, maybe in the Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, what do you need? The whole Sfina should move in a totally different location. Maybe it's not identical to the Machlokes by the behemoth, but that's the first topic in Halacha, Perek HaMoicheres HaSfina. So the Tosfos has a discussion here. And I inhale a base. What about Kinyan Mesira? So they quote the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Dav Ches on the base, where the Gemara says, let's say, Agir Shemesh Ve'en Lo Yoshim, so all of his property becomes Hefker. So he had a behemoth. So I grab hold of the reins of the animal. Let's say he had a dog, and he died, so the puppy, the dog is hefkan, the dog has a leash. So I hold on to the leash. So that's called mesira. Mosira is the leash. So the din is, if the other person is alive and he wants to be machna the behema to me, so he says, grab, he gives me the leash, and he says, hold on to the leash. The animal doesn't move at all, doesn't budge. It's still in the same location that it was. But since the owner gave me a mesira, so I'm kind of the animal. I remember when Rabban Lichtenstein got married at the Chosin's Tish, that's what he said, Torah. How do you kind of behema daka? Not exactly. He was known for that. He remember when one of his boys had a bris across the street in the cafeteria, so he gave it a Torah. That's the sugi we were learning more about, the dinam of Nefel. And he said over in Yiddish folklore, they tell the story that the guy was getting married and he said, Torah, an ishta rusa, you don't sit shiva. If the wife dies, but only during Erisin, they didn't have nisun, yes, they didn't, you don't sit shiva, you don't rip kri, and so only ishta nasua. So he said, now you say Torah, not. So he said, Torah is good, whatever. So he was always for that. You can say Torah on anything. So by the chuppah, he said, knock out Torah, a beautiful Torah. He spoke about this Tosis, Achzal B'Tlofa, and about the Tosis on the next daf. And I involve him in Aleph, and it's a Tosis in Kedusha. He gave a very good Torah. Very good, but it's it didn't fit into the... He wasn't kind of behemoth dakam. He was getting married on the occasion. So there's a Gemara here, the Tosis Ein Hayam the base. Quotes a Gemara in Bob Metzia Chesam base, where the Gemara says, by Gershem Meis, Vein Lo Yoshem, or Hefka, someone was mafkir his puppy, someone was mafkir an animal, and I want to be kind of in a Hefka, just hold on to the leash. The Gemara says it's no good, because man masalai delikni, no one gave him over. The seer is only good if someone gives him over. So that's a machlekes, Rabbi Natam and other Balei HaTosfos. Does that mean that Mesira requires miyad liyad? Is it talk that it didn't? Mesira requires miyad liyad. So... And by Gersha Meis, Vein Lo Yoshim, or if it's Hefker, there is no Mesir Miyad Liyad. So even if the owner of the animal is still alive and he tells me, go make a Mesir, go grab hold on the leash, or go grab hold of the reins, you'll be kind of the behemoth. It won't be kind of because you need Mesir Miyad Liyad. Or they say, no, you just need a Das Acheres Makne. But once you have a Das Acheres Makne, he authorizes me, hold on to the leash or hold on to the reins. You'll be kindness, and maybe you don't need. So that's Machlekes Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam. Rashbam is the older brother of the Rabbi Natam. So the Loshon HaGemara is that Benichse Hager, Mesira, is not kind because man masalai delikni. So Rabbi Natam understood that what it means is literally, indeed, Mesira miyad liyad for the Tzuras HaKinyan. And the Rashbam said it's not correct because the Gemara gives an example over here. Mesira, Achozo Bitlofo. The one who wants to be kaina grabs hold of the leg of the animal. It doesn't say that the Morikami gave it to him. He didn't do Mesira Miyad Liyad. He said, go make a kinyan. So as long as he authorizes him to make a kinyan, it's good. He need das mach. Anyway, so that's what this Rashbam came up with, this Chiddush. The Rashbam is over here. Anun Gim Lamed Aleph. In the very wide lines, when he has around the eighth wide line, when he quotes Pesach and Abdalin. And the Tosfos is quoting that Rashbam. The bottom Tosfos, Nun Beis Amid Al, Amid Beis, is referring to the Gemara, Pirish Rashbam, here. On the next daf, on Nun Gimel Amid, the Rashbam says, the Gemara says in Pesach and Abdalin, if Mesiris HaMavteach took place, the landlord is renting to the tenant, an Erev Pes, and Yud Gimel, listen, before the Shkia. So if the Mesiris HaMavteach took place before the Shkia, then the tenant is mechuyev to be Bodei Chametz. If the Mesiris HaMavteach took place after the Shkia, then at the moment of Chiyuv Bedikah, that's at the time of the Shkia, Tzeis HaKochavim, it's another question, when Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim, not the same time, that's the question, when is the Chiyuv Chal? Okay, so then the landlord, if the landlord didn't do the Mesiris HaMavteach till Laila, and the landlord was mechayev to do the bedikas chum. So the Rashbam understood in the Gemara the reason why Mesiris HaMavteach plays a role because it constitutes a kinyan chazaka. because it constitutes a tinya chazaka. I but Argenmar, the Rashbam learns in Argenmar, Noal means he nailed on a lock on the door. It doesn't mean that he walked over to the door and he locked and he took the key out. He didn't change anything in the karka over there. So the Rashbam holds that Noel is only a Kenyan chazoke if he puts on a lock. So why is Messiah some after good? So he says, Argamar is talking about being Zechem and Ahefker. So to be Zechem and Ahefker, there is no Messiah some after. Mam Masalek the Likni. But if it's a landlord who's renting, or if it's an owner who's selling the karka, and he gives Messiah some after, that constitutes a Kenyan chazoke. That's a legitimate chazaka. Tesis is not happy at all with the whole Rashbam. He says it's all wrong. He says the reason why Bedikas Chomis depends on the Mesiris on Avteach is because if the tenant doesn't have the key, he can't get in to be by the Chomis. So it depends on who has the ability to walk in to be by the Chomis. But you don't even accomplish not for selling and not for renting. So some say Mesiris on Avteach is good for renting and it's not good for buying. Because when you rent, you're only giving the person the hishtamshus. When you give him the key, that's part of the hishtamshus. But if you're selling the whole karka, then the mesiris hamavtech is not good. Tosis, that's also wrong. Tosis doesn't accept that answer either. The whole, it doesn't make a difference whether you're renting the apartment or you're selling the apartment. Mesiris hamavtech is only, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, mesiris hamavtech is only the equivalent of saying lecha zeke kni. Yeah, that's what Tosis quotes in Perek. Here, see the top, Nun Gimla Meralim. Ein Anir Levi, the second line from the top. Ein Anir Levi, everything the Rashbam said is wrong. The Be'ed Yama Perak HaPorem Baba Kama, what does it say? The Lakon Mesiris HaMavtech, Laman Mesiris HaMavtech, Elo, Shlo Yitztach Lama Lalei Chazei Kikni. If I give you the key, so it's implicit as if I said, go make a Kenya Chazok. But just by taking the key, that itself is not a Kenya. That's equivalent of Lei Chazei Kikni. So that's the machlokes Tosfos and the Rashbam. There was a compromise sheet, and as I said, Mesiris HaMavtech is good to be kind of a rental, but it's not good to be kind of the house. Because the rental, all you're getting is the hishtamshus. And once I give you the key, that's like tchilas hishtamshus. But Tosfos doesn't, neither the Rashbam nor Tosfos goes for that. Other Rishonim distinguish between renting a karka and selling the karka. So how does Tosfos prove that all you have to do is lock the door? So they quote, there's a Gemara in Gittin. How do they prove it? Here, around 8 lines down from the top, Anun Gim Lamed Aleph, they quote, locking the door, the Rashbam says, locking the door does not, Umashe Pirish Nami. And what the Rashbam wrote, the Lakoni Benila Sadele, says, if you lock the door, that does not constitute a kinyan. Loi mashmakein begitin perakazorik dekomar. The Gemara tells a story that there was a man who's holding by the end of his life. We had this already. Tosfos quoted it before. Man was holding by dying, and he didn't have any children, and he loved his wife, and she was going to be in a big pickle if he doesn't give her a get, because he's going to die. She's going to need chalitza from his brother. His brother lived in wherever in Kiev. It's impossible to get chalitza. There were years where if the brother lived in communist Russia, no one could get in, no one could get out. He couldn't move there. So the husband was holding by the end of his life, and he wrote a get on Erev Shabbos late in the afternoon. There wasn't enough time to give the get to the wife. Then on Shabbos, he took so sick, his mom's going to die on Shabbos. But the get, he was not in the same, he was on his deathbed. He was not in the same building where the get was, and there was no Erev. So how do you get the husband to give the get to the wife? So if there would have been a goy, so you would ask a goy. Amir and Nachri is usually prohibited, but Mamaka Maguna, in order to save the woman, she won't be able to remarry for the rest of her life. She's going to need chalitza. And the Ovam lives on the other side of the world. It's impossible to get chalitza. So we would be makel to do Amir al-Nachri to solve the problem of Igun. But there's no Nachri. There's no Nachri over there. So what they do, so Rava said, Tezel ihi v'techod v'tiftach. Tell her wife she should be kind of the building where the get is located. The husband is on his deathbed in this building, and the get is in the other building. So that tell the husband should tell the wife, go lock the door and open the door. What does it say? Tezalihi, let her go. The techud, the tiftach. She should lock the door and then she should open the door. So you see that that's called no'al. No'al means you just lock the door. And then she's kind of the house. And once she's kind of the house, then the get is hers. Just like if the husband, it says, v'nosam b'yoda, ein li yada yoda, chatzera minan, how do you know the get is good to accomplish gerushin, even if I put it in the chatzer of the isha? So the Gemara says, tamu loyma, v'nosam mikol makom. The Gemara has such a pasuk by the ganef, the two psukim, to teach us the institution of kinyan chatzer. One pasuk is, v'himatzi simatzi b'yoda ha'gneva mishara ha'mara ha'tzeh, chayim shnayim mishalem. The ganef has to be careful only on the condition that he made a Kenyan Geneva. If he didn't make a Kenyan Geneva, he doesn't have to pay kefal. So it says, Imatzi simatzi biyodo. If the ganav stole it, then he has it in his hand. Ein li yada yodo chatzer, minayin tam lama himatzi simatzi mikol makom. So you see, the chatzer is good by ganav. Maybe it's only a din by ganav. So the Gemara says, no, you have such a pasuk with such a drasha by get as well. V'nasam biyodo, ein li yada yodo chatzer, minayin, how do you know if the husband throws the get into the chatzer of the wife, Tamalim, Rabbi Nasan, Mikol Makom. So the Gemara says, once you have the two psukim, the chatzer is kind of by get, chatzer is kind of by geneva, so from there you learn the kol ha-terakul. If you would have only had one A without B, a B without B, A, there would have been room to distinguish. To say it's only a chumer by get, it's only a kula by get, or it's only a chumer by ganav, because we want to punish him. Once you have the two psukim, so that indicates the institution of chatzer and kol ha-terakul. So not only is chatzah good by get, if the chatzah already belongs to the wife, and the husband puts in the get, that's nesina. Over here, the get is sitting in his chatzah, and he tells the wife on Shabbos afternoon, he's holding by dying, tells the wife, go make a kinyan chazak on the karka. She locks the door, she opens the door. It doesn't mean that she banged in, she nailed in a lock on Shabbos. The Gemara Tosfos says that would be a violation of a malacha to bang in a nail. So it just means that she locked the door and she opened the door. So you see that so once she's kind of the karka, the get is sitting there already, so she's mugoreshes. Tosfos says the kasha, this a din kli kitach magab, the karka is no good. Let's say the husband wrote a get and he leaves it on the table. And then he tells the wife, if you're interested in getting divorced, pick up the get and it's all yours. So everybody's watching. She walks out, picks up the get, and she takes it. So Gemara said, that's not good. Teligitach malgabi karka is not acceptable. You need v'nosan. You have to do nesina. So Tosfos says, where's the nesina here? The Baal left the get in his rishus late on Friday afternoon. They wrote the get, and they left it there. And now on Shabbos, she's going to go make the kinyan chazaka. So she's kind of the karka. So because she's kind of the karka, the get happens to be located in that karka, the shiva's kaina, the husband wants to give it a get, that's good. It's not legitach magabi karka, so they says it's okay, it's kosher. Why? Because he need das makna. Because he had das makna to be makna, not only the karka, but to be makna, the get as well. So that's considered as if the Baal did the nesina. You have to break your head to understand why is that, what did Tosfos mean? Why is that not a violation of to legitach magabi karka? But that's what Tosfos says. You see from the Gemara. So that's what Tosfos disagrees totally with the Rashbam. The Rashbam assumed that Mesiras HaMavtech is Mechayiv you and Bedikas Chametz because the sale is Chal at the time of Mesiras HaMavtech or the rental is Chal. So the house now belongs to the Lekech, the house, the rental of the house belongs to the tenant now. And Tosfos says it's not true that the Bedikas Chametz are local then, Hilchas Bedikas Chametz, since I gave over the key to the tenant or to the new owner of the house, even though he wasn't koina. I can still back out from the mechir. I can back out from the rental. But I made it available for him by giving him the keys. Now he has the ability to go in whenever he wants it, even though the house is open now. He doesn't need the key in order to get in. The house is unlocked now. But still, if I give him the key and he's now in control of entering and leaving, so that's the takanas chacham, that the one who has control of the house is b'chayv to do the bedikas chametz. So the Tosfos says that locking the doors constitutes a kinyan chazak. What do they say? V'chei muchach likamon. You have the Tosfos nun gimel amud aleph, halfway down in the Tosfos. So it says v'chei muchach likamon. Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? Nun zayin amud aleph. That's where the Rashbam repeats it again. Rashbam, the Tosfos quoted. Tosfos says. Bigamara Pirish Rashbam. They're referring to this Rashbam. Anun Gimel Amud Aleph, where it says Psochem Daf Dalet. But the Rashbam repeats it again in the Mishnah Anun Zayin Amud Aleph. He repeats it again there. So Tosfos has a comment on the Mishnah, and the Rashbam is not happy. The Rashbam there doesn't agree with the Tosfos. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll start with this. Okay, we left off in the middle of a sentence. Chei mucher will come on. And it tastes good. Tastes sends off with a kasha. We don't have an answer. Okay.